Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to an episode of Kaffe Klippa, short form of podcast where we dive into some thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we should each be drinking a little bit of coffee. Top of conversation. Are you playing to win? Are you just playing to play? Or are you playing not to lose? Now, the motivation came from this. I was on a podcast called the Family Brand Podcast, and Chris and I were having a conversation, and he brought up this idea of, you know, playing to win. And it got me thinking about this idea of life is short and goes by fast. And it's, are we just playing to play? Like, are we looking at life, like just kind of like going through the motions, right? Just step by step. It's Monday, do whatever. It's Tuesday, you do whatever. Are we going through and just kind of going through the motions, right? Are we just doing that? Or potentially even worse, are we playing not to lose? Meaning like we're not just kind of like skating by, we're actually very cautiously just like not wanting to lose. You don't take any risk. You're not really trying to optimize in any area. You're just, your mindset is like you're going in and your mindset is playing not to lose. And that's a really sad way to live. You know, there's a very famous jiu-jitsu fighter named Gordon Ryan. And at times, some people who go into those fights, their mindset is playing not to lose. And if you're playing not to lose, you're never going to win. There's no way you're going to win because you're playing not to lose. And so in life, it's like, are you just kind of playing? Are you playing not to lose, which is a mindset? Or are you going in there playing to win? Your mentality is you're trying to win that fight. You're trying to win the game of life or whatever you're doing. And I think that it's an important distinction we should reflect on. Are we just playing to play? Are we playing not to lose? And there's been opportunities and things that are going on that you're just too scared or what not to do. Or are you really going out there and playing to win? And I don't know. It's just something that really hit home for me because when you think about the great coaches, I mean, look at Deion Sanders and what he's doing. Now, you can say what you want about the Colorado and their current record. But when you watch the documentary on Deion Sanders, his mentality is we are playing to dominate. We're not playing not to lose. We're not playing even just to win. We are playing literally to dominate. And that was inspiring for me. And so when you think about your life and you think about what you have going on, something I'm reflecting on is like, dude, am I setting myself up to play to win, to get to this journey and say, dude, I reached my potential in this area. I reached my potential in this area. I reached my potential in this area. Let's go. That's where I'm at. I'm playing to win. And I needed that little reminder in the podcast. That's why I'm giving you this reminder today. It's like, dude, just think about it. Like, I don't want to just look back and be like, dude, I played not to lose. I surely don't want to just float through the motions. I want to be the guy who went out there, reached their potential in all different areas, and I played to win. And yeah, with that, there'll come some sacrifice. There will come some moments where you might not reach your potential. There'll be some moments where you might fail, for sure. I've failed a lot of times. But at least I'm going out there and I'm playing to win and not just skating by or staying timidly in the background. So play to win, keep pursuing it. That's what I'm thinking about this week, man. It got me just woo, ready to rock and roll like a couple shots of espresso. I hope you and your family are doing well. Go back, check out the other Kaffe Klippas. Been putting these out for a while. They're just things that are going on in my life, whether it's family, business, fitness. I really appreciate you guys listening. And most importantly, go out there, hit it in the gym so you can show up outside the gym. Let's go.